They're calling it a crisis in the hotel industry in Australia, and it's a product of the COVID pandemic here. Our largest hotels in our two larger cities, Sydney and Melbourne, are being forced to limit their available rooms, some as low as 50% of the available rooms. This is simply because of severe staff shortages. It began when Australia closed its borders in 2020, and tens of thousands of international university students flew back home, leaving their jobs as housekeepers, porters, waiters and kitchen staff in these hotels. And now, with the Omicron virus raging across Australia, remaining hotel staff are being forced to isolate, whether they have the virus or are close contacts of someone with it. The Australian government's agreed to fly 200,000 international students back into the country to fill those part-time hotel jobs. This has been urgently advocated by industry body Tourism Accommodation Australia. But when will the students arrive? I spoke to CEO Michael Johnson about the extent of the problem across the country, which still has some states locked down to anyone but residents.
It does vary state to state and city to city, but I think the crisis is nationwide, absolutely nationwide, for hotels. I've just put out a survey, to give you an example, in New South Wales, and over 88% of our hotels in New South Wales are currently operating under restricted conditions. In other words, they're either capping their occupancy because they don't have the staff, or they've closed restaurants and bars because they can't staff them. So,
yeah.
So it's that dire at the moment.
Would you think it's any different in the other East Coast capitals?
No, I don't think it'd be any different anywhere else.
Right.
I would suggest. So the regions that are busy, but they're busy doing as much work as they can do, as they can satisfy.
Yep.
The other one that's starting to hit now as well, Graham, is the supply chain. A lot of hotels, as you know, outsource their laundry. And, of course, the outsourced laundry companies have got COVID, and their staff have got COVID, or their close contacts of people with COVID. And so these laundries aren't able to produce the linen to get it back to the hotel. So now you've got hotels sitting there going, well, we need linen. We can't turn rooms over without linen. Got all these factors coming into play, which is just crazy. So it's a very, very tough time for the industry.
Yeah, I imagine it is.
I've just seen that the data come through this morning for the first week of January. So that's from the 1st to the 8th of January. And interesting, most of the gateways and the cities are doing, for this first week of January, now it's not to be confused, but just for the first week of January, have actually done okay, except for Sydney and Melbourne.
Right.
Well. So Sydney and Melbourne, Sydney's sitting on 35%, Melbourne's sitting on a little bit more, 37%.
That's interesting, is it?
Yeah, that's occupancy.
Right.
But interesting, when you look at the likes of Canberra, and I know they've just had their, ACT Canberra, they've just had their Supernats,
That's right, yep.
Yeah, that was on last weekend. But, so ACT Canberra did about 62% for that week. And in 2019, so not last year or the year before, but in 2019, where I compared to, they did 61. So quite close to what I would call the norm. And actually, a little improvement. Brisbane, 55.6. And in 2019, 55. Gold Coast, 73. Now, in 2019, 88. And that sounds about right. So Gold Coast about 15 points down.
Right.
But it's not sitting way, way down. You know what I mean? Right. 73% still you can make money, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So it does sound as though Omicron is really hanging over the heads of Melbourne and Sydney.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. So Sydney in the 30s and Melbourne's just ticked over into 40s. But normally Sydney is quiet. So in 2019, Sydney did 75% for that first week.
Yeah.
And Melbourne did about 68. So, they're not our busiest months by any means for the two major cities.
Well, you've got New Year's in that, and that, I guess that's
no,
always...
No, that's not with New Year's. It's from the 2nd.
Oh,
so
is it?
Doesn't
it?
Have New Year's Eve in it.
Right.
It doesn't have the 1st in it, so it's from the 2nd.
Okay.
So it's interesting. And then when you sort of look through now, even down to Perth, Perth, 55% occupancy, and in 2019, 59. Adelaide 58, 2019 78, so it's still 20 points down.
Yeah.
Hobart 82 in 2019 95. Now that would be because of, again, your Sydney to Hobart and all the rest of it. So it's interesting that, you know, it really has hit the two big cities, that's for sure. Yeah. I still think a lot of people have headed into the regions. The regions are busy. You know, the likes of all your coastals, your Port Macquarie's full, your Coffs Harbours, and go up to Byron's and what have you. Everyone's busy. You know, they're all busy. Some of them are capping because they can't staff it, but they're definitely busy. That's the situation. And interesting, from a MiceNet perspective, what we are seeing in Sydney and in Melbourne is cancellations of conferencing is already started. You know, we had this situation last year where everything got pushed into the last quarter, and then the last quarter everything got pushed into this year. Now we're finding that January's being pushed into sort of February, March. So things are starting to get pushed again. So a lot of cancellations in January. Any conferences in January have pretty much been canned now. And so we'll see how February goes. But I'd suggest February will be full of cancellations. Hopefully we hit the peak that's been mooted. We'll get the Omicron peak and then hopefully we can start doing some conferencing again.
Tell me, Michael, I know you put the Thrive 2030 together, and presumably that's been presented to the feds and maybe to the state governments. Do you think there'll be any action on that before, say, the universities return? Because that seems to be the bulk of the potential immigrant labour force for you, doesn't it?
Well, I was going to say that, you know, the government have already sort of, you know, committed to that 200,000 international students and working holiday makers to be able to come back into the country. Now, there was a bit of a hold put on that, but I'm still actually not 100% sure whether our gates are open to them or not.
No.
Because you remember they put a hold on it until I think it was the 15th of December, but then it reopened. So even though the Omicron variant has sort of taken off, I was pretty sure that they actually still, so I think we are still allowing those students and working holiday makers to start making their way in. But you would suggest that with the amount of the virus that we've got here, we wouldn't be the place where you'd be looking to go to too quickly, I wouldn't think.
Well, yeah, where they're most needed, perhaps it's not where they want to go.
Yeah, so that's something we're watching quite closely at the moment.
I got the impression there might have actually been like a charter or something from some of these.
There was a couple of charters that came in, Graham. There was one charter came in December. Another one came in actually, I think it was due to come in on the 9th of January. And they were, one was for 250 students and the other one was for 250 students. And they were the New South Wales charters that came in.
Okay.
So they have happened, but more to the point, it was the opening up of, you know, and if you recall, you know, the government saying, right, we'll open the borders to these 200,000 students and working holiday makers, and of course then they closed it and said no, because we're going to wait and see what this Omicron does. But then I don't think there was ever a point where they said, yep, well, we're keeping it closed. They said no, we're go again, but then case numbers have gone through the roof. So it's sort of a little bit, bit of a quandary at the moment as to whether they're coming in or not.
I mean, you really do. They're the ones that I know you need, particularly in the hotel space.
Absolutely.
Because they're also part of those contract arrangements for housekeepers and, laundry services.
Particularly the international students make a huge component of it. And the working holiday makers, you know, they do spend time in the cities before they do head out to regions
to
or vice versa. Do you know what I mean? They're out in regions, they come back into cities. So, do you know what I mean? They're very much a critical part of our workforce.
Any sense as to how far down it might be?
I would say it would still have to be substantially down, because your major cities, which is where you've got your highest level of inventory, Melbourne and Sydney, what I mean? Where we've got over 30,000 three, four, five-star rooms in both cities. And their occupancies, you know, Sydney finished its occupancy for the year at about 30-something percent. That's a third of what it normally does.
Right, because they've definitely been up in the high numbers.
So when you look at the major cities and what they've done for the year, you know, it's We're way down. The regions have done well. Do you know what I mean? So whilst they went through lockdown, when they came out of lockdown, they were successful with pent up demand from of course the CBDs where no one could go anywhere. So you've sort of had some of the regions have some of their best years, but then you're not talking about huge inventories. The big inventories which are sitting in the cities
have and it fires other elements like conferencing and the restaurants around the hotel and the whole precincts, you know.
And of course the city, the gateways, you know, Sydney, Melbourne, with borders closed, then that takes out your international conferencing. It takes out, you know, your international arrivals. You think about that component. That's why the hotels are there. That's why they've been continuing to the pipeline's been continuing to grow as our tourism has continued to grow year on year, over 10 years, you know, just of constant growth. When you turn the tap off, those CBDs hurt.
Do you get information about hotel openings and by the postponements of new hotel development? How's that looking? Do you think?
Well, there've been a number of fairly sizable hotels that have been postponed. Some of them have actually been taken straight off the drawing board now, so the risk is too high.
Right.
The ones that were already in process, because as you know, it takes 3 to 4 years to develop a hotel. The ones that were in process are still happening. So, as you know, we've got the Big W in Sydney. That was due to open early this year. I think it'll probably be late this year now. So it's been delayed. I think it was actually due to open late last year, but there was construction issues as well.
It looks
with GrowCon. I don't know if you recall that.
Looks okay from the outside. It's not that far off from the outside.
Yeah, well, the GM's on, and he's getting his exec team on, and yeah, so I would say late this year we'll see that one come on board.
And Ritz-Carlton Melbourne was a June last year, but it's delayed.
No, it's probably going to be August this year. I was talking to the GM the other day.
Yeah.
So the pipeline continues. There's Western Sydney. You've got a number of hotels mooted there. You've got QT that's going up in Phillip Street. That should open. I think that opens early next year. You've got an Intercon. You've got a Hilton. There's a few. So Parramatta's going to have a raft of all these new five-star hotels in a couple of years. So that'll be interesting to see how
that will be interesting.
The Western performs. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then let's not forget we've got that wonderful big airport that's being built and the Aerotropolis that'll have a number of hotels built within it as well. So plenty still going on in the pipeline.
And I guess for the new hotels, they've got the same issue as the existing ones in terms of being able to staff them appropriately.
Well, that's exactly right. We've still got the issue as well that, you know, it was on November 1 that, 22 of 24 hotels came out of the quarantine program in New South Wales, in Sydney. And those 22 hotels, had been operating for over 18 months in the quarantine program. And in the quarantine program, you operate a very, very much a skeleton team because you don't need more than that. So then all of those hotels have come out into this labour crisis looking for staff.
Yeah.
And that's put a huge pressure on Sydney as well.
Yeah.
It's tough times. So we're going to have a tough few quarters and hopefully we start to see that certainly assist it. And it can only go one way. It can only get better.
That was Michael Johnson, CEO of Tourism Accommodation Australia, speaking with me, Graeme Kemlow, for Travel Writers Radio Summer Series.